bad. I feel alive in the city you despise. And wait for the day when you come riding on by. Seems so hard just to be. If it matters, city that you lie.
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
Do you prefer tea or coffee? Indie, folk, rock, electronic, I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and talk about my favorite new releases from Canadian artists that I love. Nothing like good music and good coffee to start your day, so tune in to see what's brewing.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Park. It is hour two, and with that, track number 11 on my top 25 of 2024, we are entering top 10 territory. That was Claro with Sexy to Someone. What more can be said? Sultry album cover, a kind of tongue-in-cheek song about longing, wanting to be loved, and wanting to love somebody. Prior to that, at number 12, we had In the Modern World by Fontaine's DC. Number 13, Luther featuring SZA by Kendrick Lamar, another kind of very sultry, sexy kind of song. And that's kind of the theme of this top 25. Please, 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 do not read into that. Please do not read into that. It's just, that's the way it is. Prior to Luther, number 14 track, MGMT with Mother Nature. We had some very bricked up tunes here, but our number 10 track, my number 10 track for 2024, is actually a very lovely departure from that. This is a song not about wanting to make love, but simply about being in love. And it is a cover of one of the most straightforward love songs in the American songwriting catalog. Longtime listeners of the Jesse era, the Friday morning indie wake up call, and the Monday indie wake up call we covered in the summer may be familiar with this next track. This Must Be the Place by Bad Bad Not Good featuring Norah Jones. I knew this was going to be in my top 25. Pretty much off rip. I love it. I think it's just such a lovely, fun, energetic cover of one of my favorite Talking Heads songs. But the more I listened to it in the run up to this episode, the more it grew on me. And this is a song that just has such an overwhelming warmth, lightness, and joy to it. And in a year that I think has been challenging for many people, myself very much included, this is just kind of like an oasis of a song, a fun little respite you can retreat to when you need it. And what more can be said about Bad Bad Not Good? An outstanding cutting edge jazz outfit based out of Toronto. They do remarkable work, and they have done incredible collaborations with everybody across the spectrum, from, you know, Ghostface Killah to the one and only Norah Jones. So I think it's a very fitting way to kick off our top 10. One of my favorite releases of the year, from an album compilation that had everything from great. Another honorable mention is Lorde's cover of Take Me to the River, which just missed the top 25, to The Bizarre. But I think this is one of the unquestionable standouts of that kind of cover compilation album. And I'm so excited to play it here for you. A quick word on my totally arbitrary, non-scientific ranking. What makes the list, especially the top 10 onwards, is if you have a song that can make me kind of get up and dance, because I cannot dance, not good. You don't want to see me dance, but if you can make a song that can get me up on my feet, kind of get me, unk on the dance floor, you're going to be in top 10 territory. And you're going to see that with a lot of what we got. If you can get me up and dancing, or weeping, crying into my hands, your top 10 material. And this is a song that, yeah, it's as if I were a cartoon character smelling a pie on a windowsill. It just picks me up and moves me forward. I love it. I think you're really going to enjoy it. Our number 10 entry for the totally arbitrary Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call Top 25 of 2024. Bad, Bad, Not Good featuring Norah Jones. This Must Be the Place.
With a crowdfunding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast to Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
And we are back. This is Jesse Bell here with you on your Friday morning for your Indie Wake-Up Call Top 25 of 2024. And you just heard a personal favorite of mine. Canadian and Australian hybrid project, Ducks Limited, with On Our Way to the Rave. Just a great, fun, kind of butt-kicking indie rock song. Super catchy. I love the jangling guitars. I am a sucker for a good jangling guitar. I think it's the REM upbringing, but if you can get a Rickenbacker, you can get that thing jingling and jangling. I am definitely on board, like a baby watching keys kind of jingle over top of me. That was our number 9 track on the countdown. Number 10 was another Canadian act featuring Nora Jones, Bad Bad Not Good, and Nora Jones, their cover of This Must Be the Place, Naive Melody. And my goodness, what a set of tracks there. Before we talk about our 8th and 7th entries, I would like to circle back to CFRC's funding drive as we are in the final few days of the funding drive. It ends December 31st, 11:59 p.m. So if you're thinking about donating, please consider doing so. Any amount that you can spare, it all goes to the cause. What does that money get you? Well, it gets you another 365 days of CFRC content, but it also, if you donate through CFRC.ca directly, can get you some sweet swag, toques, stickers, hats, t-shirts, a little bit of everything. Or if you are more, let's say, charitably inclined, more philanthropic, you can head to the Queen's University Giving Portal and actually get a tax receipt. So tax season is coming up sooner than you would think. Once the clock ticks over to January, it's honestly never too soon to start getting your tax affairs in order. If they can take down Al Capone, they can take down you. So do yourself a favor, start getting that in line. But you can get yourself, yeah, a nice little tax receipt for a charitable donation to CFRC, one of Canada's few truly independent broadcasters and Kingston's only truly local radio station playing the best in local music, sports, and news programming. There we go. That's my pitch. This next track, number 8 on our top 25 of 2024, is another track that when I heard it, I thought, yeah, this is great. It'll probably be somewhere in the 20 range. But once again, the more I listen to it, the more it grows on me. Both the grim kind of sense of humor, the juxtaposition, the central metaphor of the piece, and then the beautiful sweeping instrumentation. It's The Last Dinner Party with Caesar on a TV screen, and I love this track, and I think it's a very poignant one. It is a very tongue-in-cheek, I'm going to say, kind of empowerment anthem. The central crux being, and you'll hear it early on in the lyricism, you know, when I put on that suit, I don't have to be mute, talking about, you know, women adopting this kind of masculine posture, identity, so that they can be taken seriously amongst their peers. And to me, although, you know, maybe this is subtextual and this is a very personalized reading, to me, this is a song that also does really have a lot of elements of kind of like trans identity embracing, you know, this notion of becoming who you truly want to be. And there's a lot in the lyrics as well about this kind of desire for love and connection, wanting to be with this person, wanting to enjoy the mundane things, the lectures and the follow the leaves. And it seems like there's almost an unrequited kind of tragic and longing element to it. And it's very easy to understand why some of the things flagged could be relevant in 2024 as we move towards 2025, because there are a multitude of things that connect to this. Obviously, if you're looking at this notion of women longing for, you know, a sense of equality, the last couple of years have not been very kind to the rights that women fought hard to receive. If you do take it as this kind of trans allegory, the last couple of years have not been kind to the rights that trans people want to receive. And if you divorce it from all that context and you just look at it as, you know, a 4-minute piece of music, it's still a fantastic and quite evocative piece as well. Following that up, we have something that I think is a little less loaded, a little less obtuse, a lot easier to grasp. And it's Peach Pit with Magpie, which is our number 7 song of 2024. And kind of like with Ducks Limited, this is just a good butt-kicking kind of rocker. I love this track. And I think the two together pair oh so perfectly. All right, folks, let's get to track number 8. We're in the top 10 territory. Caesar on a TV Screen by The Last Dinner Party.
Every night when we say goodbye, I know that I can see myself as a man. When I put on that suit, I don't have to stay mute. I can talk all the time, 'cause my shoulders are wide. And I'm falling like the leaves on Lady Grant. I follow your footprints when I can't hold your hand. My darling, believe me, I was born to be with you. But don't tell me, that the world will answer to. And just for a second, I could be one of the greats of me. Caesar on a TV screen, champion of my fate. No one can tell me to stop. I'll have everything I want. Anyone and everyone will like me. Everyone will like me then. When I was a child, I never felt like a child. I felt like an emperor. Love.
And we are back. That was Beckner with Lose. Number, let me see here, 6 on our top 25. You can tell, math, not my strong suit. Prior to that, we had Magpie by Peach Pit. And our number 8 track, Caesar on a TV screen by The Last Dinner Party. We are into the top 5. And our top 5 is going to start with 2 more kind of slow and laid back tracks. Both, I think, are extremely beautiful in their own right. Number 5, in particular, is my country music release of the year. And to be honest with you, it's by a pretty wide margin. We've kept the amount of kind of strictly country or pure country to a low number on this top 25. But as you heard, even with Peach Pit's Magpie, there's been a lot of country elements, I would say, that have been present in some of the music played today. But this next track, off easily the country release of the year, this is my country single of the year as well, Waxahachie featuring MJ Lenderman with Right Back to It, which to me is one of the most beautiful kind of breakup songs I think that's been written in the past 20 years. I feel quite confident saying it is just this hauntingly sparse and straightforward ballad about, you know, a love that has died and almost a reluctance of reviving it. Not because you don't want that to be the case, but you know you maybe shouldn't. And the interplay of the vocalists, the soft banjo, the haunting strings, it just combines to create this beautiful kind of sonic profile that has just stuck with me since its release in the summer of 2024. And yes, I myself had a pretty horrible breakup around that time, so it's not a surprise to me that it made it this high, but I think it also does so on the merits of the quality of music. And then our number 4 came right out of left field. This is a Mikey Bulos pick, and one that I absolutely adore. It's Japanese math rock act Toe, with more of a kind of emo sounding album here in 2024, and it's Who Knows, my favorite track off that album, as your number 4 pick. So 2 kind of beautiful haunting ballads right here on your Friday morning indie wake up call, in the words of Waxahachie and MJ Lenderman. Let's get right back to it. This is Right Back to It, my number 5 in the top 25 of 2024. Thank you.
first on the list, but I think I might take a bite. Please, cause I'm craving expectations that are unattainable temptations. I guess I'll just take the hit, but what's the point of trying if it turns into this? Cause I think I might take a bite.
Track Take a Bite by Biba Doobie, and of course number two, a perfect pop song, Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
Now he's thinking about me every night. Oh, isn't that sweet? I guess so. Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. Does that mean espresso? Move it up, down, left, right, oh, switch it up like Nintendo. Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. Does that mean espresso?
Take any grief for having that at number two on my top 25. Look, She nailed it. It's perfect. But number one, I think, is maybe my favorite pop song ever. It's pretty close, because as soon as it ends, I just want to hear it again. So my number one for 2024 is Magdalena Bay with Death and Romance. And what a song it is. Thanks for listening, folks. All the best. Be well. See you next year.
Keep us together.